Good evening, everybody. As you know, we're doing this series on discipleship. And last week, John talked about Kairos moments and how God speaks to us and how it can change our lives completely. This week, it's on the rhythm of life. We are God's kind of hands on earth. We're there to do God's work, and we have to be fruitful if we're going to be able to do his work on earth. My first question to everybody, just to for you to think about, is how fruitful is your life in God? Two pictures of some brambles up there for you. Are you the brambles on the left? Glorious, juicy, or are you the more maggot-ridden ones you tend to find in the wild? How do you think your fruitfulness is in life? And going on another stage, are you a nice, organized bramble bush, or are you rather wild and growing in all directions at the same time? So, if you're a wild bramble, your life looks something like this. You die back in the winter, then as the spring comes, you start to grow, and then as autumn appears, your berries appear, and you'll be harvested by any of us who wander around collecting brambles, like myself, or birds, or whatever. But how would you turn that into that? Has anyone got any suggestions? If you had a wild bramble, how would you turn it into a high yield crop bramble? Anyone got any suggestions? What you would do? Yes, Derek.
Would you prune it back?
Yeah, prune it back. And anything else you would do?
Give it a
course there. Okay, Claire.
Support it.
You support it? Yes, we've got that. Yes, yeah. Anything else?
Water it.
Water it. Yeah.
Feed it.
Yeah, so if we take our bramble and we're trying to farm it, you'd start off, you'd prune back all the excess growth, you'd give it some fertilization, you'd give it some love and some food, and then also what you'd possibly do is give it a fallow year where you would strip the fruit off and let it grow and mature and strengthen. Now, you may be asking what on earth I'm talking about brambles for. But you've really got to, if you think about that, our lives have work on a similar basis. If we're going to live a rhythmic life, we have to have periods of work, we have periods of growing, periods of fruitfulness, but we also need to be pruned, to have fertilization, to be fertilized, to be with God, and we need periods of rest. So we need to kind of follow the life of our bramble bush that we're going to be nurturing, and we need to go through all these different stages. Now, Jesus said in John's Gospel, and the first one, if we're talking about pruning, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he trims clean so that it will be even more fruitful." So we've got to look at, if we're going to become fruitful, we've got to look at our lives and decide what things that we do in our lives are superfluous, that are just getting in the way of us being fruitful, and get rid of them. Then we get on to the abiding. Again, from the same bit in the Gospel, it says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is my to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. So for us to get the feeding that we need for our lives, we've got to immerse ourselves in God. You do that through evening worship like this, or morning worship, through house groups. It's very difficult to do it on your own, because without the support of other people to help you nurture, you can never really get that feeding that you require. And then we also need rest. And I got a bit from Exodus Gospel. It's actually in the Ten Commandments, so we'll be doing it in the morning service sometime fairly soon. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you are to labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. It is on it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter or manservant or maidservant or animal or foreigners within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in it, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. So it's important in our lives, if we're going to be fully rested and able to do God's work, that we also need to take that rest. And it's important to remember, we were made in God's image. So if God needs to rest, then we need to rest as well, if we're going to be able to do his work. So we rest on Sundays, we rest on holidays. We need these periods of time to recharge our lives. So it's all very easy to say that we need to do the rest, we need to have the feeding, and we need to be the pruning. But it's also, as I discovered in my life, very easy to come off the rails. I run a family business. It's now coming on for 200 years old. And in recent, well, the last 20 years or so, there was myself and my cousin was the other director of the firm. And then in 2004, William decided to take early retirement. At that point, the company was struggling, to say the least. The bank were being rather mean with overdraft facilities. In the end, it actually worked out very good for us, but at that time, it was very stressful. And William said, look, I think it's time that I left and let you get on with things. So he left in 2004, and Muggins ended up doing two people's jobs. And then 18 months later, Douglas, our accountant, had a heart attack and died. And Caroline came in and did the day-to-day bookkeeping, and I self-taught myself accountancy and do all the accounts in the evenings. So my workload increased even further. Then in 2010, we decided we had to move. The old building was falling down. It was an old paper mill out in Curry on five floors, and we needed something a bit more modern that lorries could come down the hill, because a lot of articulated lorries had one look at our hill and said, I'm not going down there. And we needed something that was more practical and more modern. So we moved. Now, many of you will have been involved in a house move of some form or other, and you feel it's stressful doing it over 2 days. After 4 months, it gets very stressful. And over the period of 2004 to 2010, my workload increased from somewhere in the regions of 50 hours a week to 70 plus hours a week. And we didn't have a summer holiday that year. And I'd known for some time that things were going wrong. Probably for a couple of years. I ran the youth group at Fairmount Head Parish Church. And for the last year or so, I lost all impetus to do anything. I knew things were going wrong. I knew that I'd lost my drive. But I was too busy to do anything about it. So I then had my Kairos moment. As I said, we didn't have a summer holiday that year, but in the October, we went down to York for a week in the school holiday. And it took me all week to finally relax, but by the Friday, I was finally beginning to rest. And my Kairos moment, I can tell you exactly when it happened. It was about 2 a.m. on the Saturday morning, the 23rd of October, 2010. I'd gone to bed, couldn't sleep, got up, gone through to the living room, fallen asleep there, and then woke up with a start, knowing that I wasn't ever to go back to Fermoy Head Church, which was quite a shock. Because I'd been there for about 20 years. I was an elder. I ran the youth group. So I went through all the various stages on the Kairos moment. Well, I'd obviously had my observation. There was a lot of thought went into things after that. And I discussed the matter with Caroline, with several friends, and the other leaders of the youth group who I had abandoned. Came up with a plan that I felt I had to put through for myself, in that I wanted to go back to Fermoy Head and just see if I had actually made the right decision. So I did go back there one day and realized I had made the right decision in moving. And I have been back a few times since, but basically I left Fermoy Head and came here. And by doing that, I then went back to the various bits that I needed to do to sort my life out. Was that by this stage, I was a bramble. I'd gone wild. I've gone in all directions. So the first thing I did by moving here was I pruned myself right back to the roots, because I suddenly wasn't doing youth group. I wasn't doing committees. I wasn't doing you name it. I'd managed to keep everything going, but at Fermoy Head, as well as my 70-hour week, but I just ran out of energy. So I needed to cut back and rest. So by doing major pruning, I was able to allow things to kind of come back into order again. But I also discovered two reasons why things had gone wrong. The first one was that I was obviously under a great deal of stress during the move and everything, and needed a lot more feeding than I was getting in one service at Fermoy Head, especially when I was then having to go and try and lead a youth group, and I needed a lot more feeding. So coming here, and I found the evening service such a joy to be able to jump in feet first, and love for the evening service because of what it did for me in that respect. But I also realized that I'd got resting completely the wrong way around. Many people in society think the week starts on a Monday, but it starts on a Sunday, and that's quite an important difference. So I was resting from work. I wasn't working from rest. And it may sound a silly difference, but it makes a huge difference. If you turn up on a Sunday tired, yes, you coming to church or going to a group of some form in that state allows you to recover to some extent, but you need to be able to do more than that. You need to be able to come partially refreshed so that you can actually absorb everything that's happening in the church. And I found the evening service really great at doing that. But this difference about kind of working from rest and which day of the week comes from God. It's actually if you think back, God made the world over 6 days, and on the sixth day he made man. And the first thing that God then did on the seventh day was rest. Now, at this point in the Garden of Eden, man was with God. So the first thing that God and man did was rest together. And that's what we need to do in our lives if we're going to get over work issues and being able to get back into the rhythm of life properly. But as well as having your weekly rest, you also need longer periods. And I think Susan and Derek will certainly attest to this, that the following summer we went to Clan, and I was hardly seen anywhere because I was going to events all the time. I just immersed myself completely in Clan for the week, and that really made such a difference, just to kind of really refresh myself. I'm still doing a 50-plus-hour week, and over the last winter I had the stress of my mother dying over 4 months. So I was going, doing my 10-hour plus day, and then going off to hospital for an hour and a bit and getting home at 9 o'clock at night. But I got things right the right way around by that point. So I knew God was with me, and I knew I had the support. And it wasn't easy, but I was able to get through it without really any stress, because it was everything was in its right place. So for everyone else here, what you've got to think about in your lives, if you can find some time to switch off from the world, what you need to do is find some time on your own and look through your life, work out if there are things in there that you don't need to be doing, that you could prune away to leave yourself stronger. You need to ensure that you have time when you abide in God and really get feeding from God. And you've also got to ensure that you have times in your life when you rest, and really rest completely away from all the worries of the world and your work and anything else that might be happening. And that's all I've got to say.
Great. I particularly like the idea of working from rest instead of resting from work, because a lot of us think, oh, good, the weekend's coming, I'll get a rest. But I like that. I'll take that on board. I like that one. Working from a place of rest rather than resting from work. That's good, because sometimes we are too busy, aren't we? We're just too busy. And if we're too busy and there's no space for God, we're certainly too busy. Something has got to go. Something has got to go. Thanks, Roger. Now, something I need to make you aware of right now is that we're not here next Sunday night. Does anybody know where we will be? It's been mentioned a few times already. We're going to Fernie Hill. We're all going to go up to Fernie Hill Evangelical Church. Do you know where that is? Yes, you go up Gilmerton Road, and when you've got the Faith Mission on your right, there's a chemist ahead of you on the left and an opening. Go in there. And along there, about 150 yards on the left-hand side, is Fernie Hill Evangelical Church. So we're going to go up there next Sunday night. Can't remember why. Mike Parker's going to be speaking to us.
He's going to tell us what's going on in Cairo.
Brilliant. Okay, so we're going to get...